Yeah, no, our business is going really well, and I think it's fair to say that our business is looking at almost like doubling itself inside this year. It's just been amazing, the response in terms of dollar turnover domestically for beef semen for us at ABS.
That's doubling in value, not in numbers of straws.
It sort of follows. Some of the semen's a bit higher valued than it was in past years, but certainly the number of straws we're selling has certainly increased maybe 50% over where we were this time last year domestically. Whoa. So it's certainly growing, and thus my role is also to bring genetics in from overseas as well as send it out. And we probably send out probably nearly four times as much semen overseas as what we actually bring in. So
let's put some numbers around that. How many straws of semen would go out from Australia, say, this year?
Oh, that's something that's a bit little classified. We don't actually like to mention that because that's sort of in-house property a little bit. But
we'd be talking more than tens of thousands, though, surely.
Oh, yeah, no, certainly. I mean, on some of the bulls there, for example, a bull like Tamani Emperor, we've got a back order for about 20,000 units of semen on him alone. So, yes, no, some of the bulls we have there have a lot. And then I can say a bull like a Braford bull we had initially, Dos Equis, the first order from Latin America is close to 50,000 units of semen. But then, of course, they only want to pay nothing for it or next to nothing. So it's really a high, high volume with just a very small return per unit, yeah.
When you say next to nothing, you're making me wonder if this area isn't turning into a commodity-based industry, because it's always been a high-value niche.
Oh, well, marketing into Latin America and so forth, the Americans at one stage were selling, if I said cast-off semen, that's probably be a bit rude, but, you know, for a couple of dollars a dose. And in that area over there, retail straw semen might be vicinity of $5. So by the time you export it over there and collect it here in Australia, you know, there's not a lot of fat left in the jar, but it's high volume, and it's getting Australian genetics out there into the world, which is highly important.
Why?
Oh, well, it's part of the MLA mantra. I mean, they want Australia to be a net exporter of genetics rather than us bringing product in. I mean, Australia has been tremendous. I mean, with breed plan and, of course, catapult genetics with digigenomics, like a lot of the science and the practical science of cattle breeding has really happened in Australia.
This is all the measurement and correlations between genetics and growth and fertility
and carcass and the whole thing. So, you know, Australia has been a leader in just about every technology, but then we seem to, as Australia, have that funny tall poppy syndrome type of thing, and consequently, breeders sometimes think if it comes from overseas, it must be good. The great thing I enjoyed about coming to ABS Australia 13 years ago was it gave me the opportunity to explore and push Australian genetics. So domestically now, probably 65 to 70% of the semen that people use from ABS Australia in Australia is Australian, when, you know, the majority of other companies wouldn't be anywhere near in that facility. And Australians like using Australian genetics now because we've spent so much time looking at things like structure, docility, and cattle raised under Australian conditions, and also cattle that look good under Australian conditions. So the logical place for them to come from is Australia for Australians. So that's our push. And we take that to the world too. And we're finding that there's some Brazil operators now that will AI 4,000 or 5,000 cows alone just to Australian genetics to take them through their own feedlot and put them there, and they've actually started a brand now called Passion for Beef, and it's all based on using Australian Angus sires.
Well, then you're going to have to change the names of some of these sires to things like You Beauty and Bonanza.
Yes, that's true. There's a lot of debate around there how we do them. We've had admirals and generals and so forth. So usually we'd go to the year letter. Last year we had Kingdom, and then we'd had a really good-looking bull and reminded us of George Clooney, but we just called him Clooney but spelt with a K rather than a C. So there's always a little bit of a thought that goes into it. But we have had a couple of bulls like Fair Dinkum and Kakadu and Jackaroo, yes.